Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and today we're going to take a look at the NFL divisions and give you some of our predictions to help me do it. Of course, D-Bro, Derek Brown, the king of bros. So, D-Bro, let's start with the AFC East. Who's the least in the East in your predictions for 2023?
It's got to be the Patriots, Joe. When your mark is 7.5 wins, there's some big problems here, man.
Yes, definitely big problems there. All right, let's move up the board at number 3. Who are you looking at in the AFC East?
The Jets got to be next on the docket here, Joe. 9.5 wins, sitting at minus 130. I know they've made some improvements, but we still don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going to be. Looking at their odds to make the playoffs, it's plus 110 at no. You might want to toss some money in on that, because it's still not a certainty they get Rodgers, Joe.
Still not official, no. All right, so who's second place, second best in the AFC East?
I'm going to go with the Dolphins here. I think another year, Vic Fangio in the system. Defense is going to be better. Good things for the Dolphins this year.
Which means, of course, that leaves the Buffalo Bills up at number 1 there, plus 130. They are the favorites for a reason. So the Bills have had some turnover on that defense. Do you think they've done enough so far this offense to help out with some of the pieces they've lost and some of the deficits they had last year?
I think there's still going to be some pieces added via the draft for the offense. The defense is still top shelf. And when you're at still plus 135 to win the division, which give me some action on that, the Buffalo Bills are the top of the heap here.
Let's continue on with the AFC West here. Obviously, we know the reigning champs are probably going to be at the top. Let's start at the bottom and build our way up. Who is the work in progress in the AFC West for you that's going to finish fourth in this division?
It's got to be the Raiders. The Raiders, the Raiders, the Raiders, the Raiders are the dumpster fire franchise of the AFC West.
All right, so the Raiders, I'm pretty sure you said the Raiders, I believe, once or twice. So let's get to the next one here. Let's build our way up. Who's the third place finisher in your predictions for 2023?
It's going to be the Denver Broncos. I think that they could be a 9 or 10 win team right now, but still a lot of things are up in the air. Sean Payton moves the needle some. I'm willing to throw a little bit of money behind plus 175 for them to make the playoffs, but outside of that, not going to have any of my hard-earned dollars heading to Denver.
Okay, so things get better in Denver, but not good enough. So who is going to be number 2 in your opinion? Is it the Kansas City Chiefs? Do they take a step back, or do they continue to be at the top? And is it the Chargers in the 2 spot?
I have to go with the Chargers. Until Patrick Mahomes is not available or Andy Reid decides to retire, you got to put the Chiefs in the number 1 spot. But the Chargers are a really good team. I think they're going to take another step forward. Kellen Moore being in the house is going to help this offense and all they need. And I know we say this every year, Joe. All they need is health.
Now, the AFC South last year had a lot of changeover, a lot of funny things happened. So we've got some teams that are rebuilding, some teams that are retooling, and who knows where we are with a few other ones. So let's talk about it. AFC South, who do you think is the bottom tier in 2023?
That's got to be the Texans. I mean, their win total right now, the over-under is set at 5.5, and it's at minus 110 on both sides. So not expecting them to be a good team at all. So definitely bottom of the mountain.
Yeah, Vegas doesn't expect it either. Okay, who is above the Texans in this division in the South?
I mean, this really could go either way with Tennessee or the Colts. I'm going the Colts here because their win total is sitting at 6.5. You can get the under right now at plus 115, and I'm willing to throw some quiche that way just because the quarterback situation and this defense quietly is taking a step back in the offseason.
And then I'm alluding to the fact that you probably have the Titans in the head, correct? They're not winning this division. Mm-hmm. You have them in the 2 spot then.
I do have them in the two spot right now, and I think that their win total right now, considering they won seven games last year, this roster is not a whole lot different than last year. We're expecting full year of Ryan Tannehill. This offense can't look any worse with Malik Willis last year. So last year they had seven wins. The line right now is 7.5 at +105. I'll take the over on that.
All right. So taking the over there, which leaves the Jacksonville Jaguars at the top. They are -150. With all the weapons they have, what we saw to Trevor Lawrence last year, doesn't it feel like it's really their division to lose?
It is. I think this is their division to lose. And if you're scouring through the books and you're looking at a way to try to bet, okay, the Jaguars are going to be a really good team this year. Nine wins last year. Their win total is sitting at right now is at 10.5. If you take the over, it's +115, which honestly is great, because if you compare that to their odds to make the playoffs, which is -195. So the books are saying, okay, they're going to make the playoffs. All I'm saying is, okay, well, then they need 10, 11 wins to do so. So, yeah, give me the plus money on the Jaguars taking down 11 games this year.
All right, lastly, we've got the AFC North, which is typically kind of a dogfight here. We seem to have one team that's really separated from the pack, and we see a lot of turnover here at the quarterback position. So let's start at the bottom here, work our way up. Who is coming in last in 2023, in your opinion, in the AFC North?
I'm divided here, Joe. It could be the Ravens. It could be the Steelers. I'm going to go with the Steelers, just because of the context of, we need a step forward for Kenny Pickett for them to try to like make some noise in this division. I don't know if we get that. So even though the defense is good and Mike Tomlin is pretty much a shoe-in to go 500 or over it every single year, yeah, Steelers are going to be at the bottom right now.
All right, so let's move up. Who is in the three spot in the North?
So it's going to be the Cleveland Browns. I think they take a big step forward with Deshaun Watson under center the entire year. If he has any kind of magic left from his Houston days when he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, I think they do take a step forward. You could have the over for 9.5 wins at +115, and they're +330 to win the division. So plus money for both of those. Nice little parlay.
Yeah, you're getting plus money here on the Bengals too at the top of this division. Now, I can only assume if you're putting the Ravens in the two spot here, and you believe that Lamar Jackson comes back to the Ravens. Is that because of the OBJ signing? Is that the salvo that is going to predict that Lamar and the Ravens work things out?
I mean, that's what Instagram tells me, Joe.
If Instagram says it, it must be true.
It has to be true. The internet never lies, Joe. So Lamar and OBJ doing FaceTimes. I mean, we've seen that already. So right now, I think it's really interesting. Their win total is set at 8.5 wins. Right now, it's the over is at -140, and the under is at +110. I think that they're just trying to bait you into taking the under. I'll still follow the over with this one.
And don't forget, everybody, to improve your sports betting experience, download the Betting Pros app. It's free. And with the Sportsbook Sync feature, you can track all your bets across all major sportsbooks in one convenient place. So you can keep tabs on your performance, realize how you're doing, probably pretty well if you're hanging out with us. And it includes game picks, props, parlays, you name it, they've got it over there. So you also get personalized bet recommendations tailored to just you, because you're special. So download the Betting Pros app today and gain the winning edge in your sports betting experience. Let's go to the NFC, switch gears here. Let's talk about the NFC East. Who is the bottom feeder this year in the NFC East, which really improved year over year? We're from a situation a couple years ago where you couldn't get anybody in the playoffs. Now you couldn't get anybody out of the playoffs. So who is going to finish last in this trickier division?
Got to be the Commanders. I mean, they're just still a mess. And even though they won eight games as being a mess, and I do have a little bit of hope for Jacoby Brissett, I'll take the over on their 7.5 wins right now, or at least where the line is at +120, just because I think Brissett can't be any worse than though they have, but I still put them as the bottom feeder for this division.
Okay, so Washington at the bottom. Who's in the three spot?
It's going to be the Giants. I still think that they could be a 500 team. So if you want to throw some cash on the over for 8.5 wins at +105, I understand it. I'm probably staying it away because I think they just played over their heads last year. So really, I've kind of been back and forth between who is going to be 3 and 4 in this division. I'll lean the Giants for now.
All right. So who finishes 1 and 2? Do the Eagles take a step back? Do the Cowboys take a step forward? How do you see it shaking out?
Right now, I have the Eagles still taking this division, but this is really one of those spots where it's tough to tell you, man. Like, the Cowboys are adding pieces. The defense is still going to be good. Most of the Eagles' betting lines, I'm probably just staying away from right now, but you can interest me at plus 175 for the Cowboys to take the division. Out of those two teams, it's probably where I'm throwing my money at this point.
All right, let's move on to the West here. Who is at the bottom of the West? Because there's two teams you can maybe make a case for depending on the health of the quarterbacks.
I think it's the Cardinals are where I'm going to go with this. The under for 5.5 wins currently has got some juice at minus 130. I think they're just going to be a terrible team this year. Defense is in shambles. Kyler's probably missing a lot of time. They trade DeAndre Hopkins. It's going to be a total mess in the desert this year.
All right, who's number three?
I'm going to go with the Rams. You got Stafford coming back. Kupp is back. Offensive line is going to be healthier. You can interest me in the over for 7.5 wins at plus 100. I'm not going to throw a lot of units that way, but I think it's definitely a number that they can get over this year.
All right, who is in the number two spot in the West in the NFC?
I'm going to not take the chalk here, Joe. I'm going to go with the 49ers. They are minus 140 to win the West. They have quarterback questions. I know this roster is still immensely talented, but they always deal with injury issues every single year. George Kittle is not getting younger. If they're going to have to rely on their defense, I could see them coming in second while everybody else is pegging them to be first in the West.
So that puts the Seahawks up at top for you. They are plus 300 right now in most markets. So what do the Seahawks need to do in the draft, and what do they need to do on the field to really make this their number one spot in this division?
I think that they can continue to load up with a ton of talent in the draft. If they do that, and they add to already to a talented roster, because the offense is set it and forget it. But hey, they could go wide receiver in the first round. Plus, they have a buku of other picks to add to corner and edge and this defense. Seattle is my dark horse. Like, you want to throw some money at Super Bowl futures? Go ahead. They're plus 240 to win the West. And this is my favorite to win the West this year.
Let's talk about the North for a second here. Who is the bottom feeder in what could be a very different looking NFC North in 2023?
Oh, our colleague Pat Fitzmaurice is not going to like it when I say this, but it's going to be the Packers. It's going to be the Packers. Assuming Aaron Rodgers is gone. This year is going to be ugly. Now, the books are currently trying to bait us into this, Joe, because the over for their 7.5 wins is at plus 120. But I'm telling you, this feels like an Admiral Akbar situation. It's a trap. I'm staying away. Staying away.
The impression's uncanny. All right, let's go up here to the number three spot here in the NFC North. Who do you have?
Going to go with the Bears. Their win total is currently sitting at 7.5, and that is the over is juiced right now, minus 120. So you're telling me that the books are already saying, okay, maybe the Bears can win 8 games, 9 games. Then I'm kind of interested, and I don't want to sound too much like I'm not a Bears homer, Joe. You know this.
No.
But at plus 350 to take the North, if it's not going to be the Vikings or the Lions, could be the Bears.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I'm quite there with you. I love Justin Fields. They got a lot of picks, but I'm not ready to go anointing the Bears. Who is the number two prediction for you in the North?
It's going to be the Vikings. I have questions about their defense. I know Brian Flores is going to bring in a fantastic scheme, but do they have the parts and pieces to make that scheme even better than it was and the defense better than it was last year? The offense is going to be good. I just don't know if the defense can hold up their side of the coin here.
It's a real question, which means the Lions at plus 130 look like they're the top team. Now, the Lions, another team that have a bunch of draft picks. They also traded Jeff Okuda recently too. So in your opinion here, are the Lions really ready to make that leap forward? Because the Lions for a very long time have been the joke of the NFL. Right now, it feels like not only are they not a joke, but they could be the contender for the North to win it all.
Oh, I think they're the favorite right now, and they should be. This roster is immensely improved. You talked about they still have high draft picks that can add to this team. And so we're looking at, okay, Jameson Williams being healthy. They've added parts or pieces to the defense. That defense, the run defense last year was quietly really good, and they're going to add a lot of pieces on that side of the ball. Yeah, I think the Lions are going to be a great team this year.
All right, which leaves us to the NFC South. I know it might not be the most exciting division right now, but somebody's got to win it, at least I think. So let's start at the bottom. Who is the number four prediction for you in the NFC South?
The Kyle Trask or Baker Mayfield-led Buccaneers going to be at the bottom dwellers here. The rest of this roster is okay, but if you don't have the quarterback, you're not getting the wins. So bye-bye Buccaneers at the top.
That feels right. Boy, everything's come crashing down for them. All right, who about in the three spot here for the NFC South?
Right now, I'm in between the Falcons and the Panthers. I think that both of these teams are kind of neck and neck for me. What they do in the draft, what they're going to do versus like addressing the quarterback position or not. I like both of them for their odds to win the South as dark horses at plus 330 for both of them. But outside of that, I'm staying away from their lines.
All right, which leaves two more teams, the Panthers and the Saints. So how do they finish up here, in your opinion, in the NFC South?
I don't think the Panthers have enough juice probably to take this. So I think that the Saints are going to be my favorite. And you're looking at current books right now, like the over for their win totals, it's set at 9.5 wins as a line. I'll take the over at plus 105. This division is terrible. Derek Carr does not have to be fantastic. This defense is still good. This easily could be like the way that their schedule is shaping up, Joe. They could be a 10 or 11 win team. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's possible this year.
Yeah, anything's possible, but it certainly seems like it's going to be an ugly time 2 years in a row in the NFC South. Mm-hmm. So that'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Derek Brown, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.